The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Plant Paradox, written by Stephen Gundry, is a book that explores the hidden dangers in healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains. It explains how certain plant proteins can trigger an immune response in some people, leading to inflammation and other health issues. The book also provides advice on how to identify these proteins and avoid them while still eating a nutritious diet. Gundry begins by discussing the history of food allergies and sensitivities. He then goes into detail about lectins, a type of protein found in many plants, and their potential effects on human health. He argues that lectins are responsible for triggering an immune response which leads to inflammation and other health problems such as leaky gut syndrome, autoimmune diseases, obesity, diabetes, and more. Gundry then outlines his Plant Paradox program, which involves avoiding certain high lectin foods such as wheat germ agglutinin, WGA, soybeans, peanuts, and corn, while focusing on low lectin alternatives like sweet potatoes or squash. He also recommends supplementing with probiotics to help restore balance within the digestive system. In addition to dietary changes, he suggests lifestyle modifications including stress reduction techniques like yoga or meditation, getting adequate sleep, exercising regularly, reducing exposure to environmental toxins, drinking plenty of water, taking supplements such as omega-3 fatty acids or vitamin D3, avoiding processed foods, limiting sugar intake, eating organic whenever possible, cooking at home using fresh ingredients instead of relying on pre-packaged meals. Finally, Gundry offers practical tips for shopping at grocery stores so readers can easily identify high lectin items versus low lectin options when selecting produce or packaged goods. Throughout the book, he emphasizes that it is important for individuals to experiment with different diets until they find what works best for them personally. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how lectins, proteins found in many plant-based foods, can cause inflammation and other health issues. He suggests avoiding lectins to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 2. Eating a diet low in lectins can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing lectins in the diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding lectins to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 3. Eating a diet high in fiber can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in fiber can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing fiber intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 4. Eating a diet low in sugar can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing sugar intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding sugar to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 5. Eating a diet low in processed foods can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing processed foods in the diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed foods to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 6. Eating a diet high in healthy fats can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in healthy fats can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing healthy fats to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 7. Eating a diet high in antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing antioxidant intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 8. Eating a diet high in probiotics can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in probiotics can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing probiotic intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 9. Eating a diet high in plant-based proteins can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based proteins can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing plant-based protein intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 10. Eating a diet high in plant-based foods can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based foods can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing plant-based food intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 11. Eating a diet low in gluten can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing gluten intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding gluten to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 12. Eating a diet low in dairy can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing dairy intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding dairy to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 13. Eating a diet low in nightshades can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing nightshade intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding nightshades to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 14. Eating a diet low in grains can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing grain intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding grains to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 15. Eating a diet low in legumes can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing legume intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding legumes to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 16. Eating a diet low in soy can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing soy intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding soy to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 17. Eating a diet low in processed oils can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing processed oil intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed oils to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 18. Eating a diet high in omega-3 fatty acids can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in omega-3 fatty acids can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing omega-3 fatty acid intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 19. Eating a diet high in vitamins and minerals can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in vitamins and minerals can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing vitamin and mineral intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main idea number 20. Eating a diet high in plant-based antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Idea summary: The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests increasing plant-based antioxidant intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how lectins, proteins found in many plant-based foods, can cause inflammation and other health issues. Lectins are a type of protein that binds to carbohydrates and can be found in grains, legumes, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. They act as an anti-nutrient, which means they interfere with the absorption of essential nutrients like vitamins and minerals. In addition to this interference with nutrient absorption, lectins also have been linked to inflammation in the body. Gundry suggests avoiding lectin-containing foods such as wheat germ, beans, including soybeans, lentils, peanuts, and potatoes. He recommends replacing these foods with low-lectin alternatives such as quinoa or amaranth instead of wheat, chickpeas instead of beans, sunflower seeds instead of peanuts, sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes, and apples or pears instead of bananas. Additionally, he suggests soaking grains overnight before cooking them to reduce their lectin content. By reducing your intake of high lectin-containing foods, you may be able to improve your overall health by reducing inflammation levels throughout the body. This could lead to improved digestion due to better nutrient absorption from food sources, as well as reduced risk for chronic diseases associated with inflammation. Main idea number 2. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing lectins in the diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Lectins are proteins found in many plant foods, such as grains, legumes, and nightshades. They can cause an immune response that leads to inflammation and other negative health effects. Gundry suggests avoiding lectins to improve health and reduce inflammation. He recommends eating a diet low in lectin-containing foods like grains, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and squash. Instead of these high-lectin foods, he suggests consuming more vegetables like broccoli or cauliflower, fruits like apples or oranges, nuts, seeds, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy products without added sugar or artificial sweeteners. In addition to avoiding high-lectin foods, Gundry also recommends taking supplements containing probiotics, which help support healthy gut-bacteria balance. This helps break down food particles better so they don't trigger an inflammatory response from the body. Eating a diet low in lectins is one way to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. It may take some time for your body to adjust, but with patience you should start seeing positive results soon. Main idea number 3. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in fiber can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing fiber intake is an important part of improving health, as it helps to reduce inflammation throughout the body. Fiber has been shown to bind with toxins and other inflammatory compounds, helping to flush them out of the system before they can cause damage. Fiber also helps regulate digestion, which is essential for maintaining good health. It slows down digestion so that nutrients are absorbed more slowly into the bloodstream, allowing your body time to process them properly. This reduces stress on the digestive system and prevents spikes in blood sugar levels. In addition, fiber-rich foods contain antioxidants which help protect cells from oxidative damage caused by free radicals. Eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables provides these antioxidants along with other vitamins and minerals needed for optimal health. Finally, consuming adequate amounts of dietary fiber may also help lower cholesterol levels and reduce risk factors associated with heart disease such as hypertension or stroke. All these benefits make it clear why eating a diet high in fiber is beneficial for reducing inflammation and improving overall health. Main idea number 4. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing sugar intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed sugars, such as high fructose corn syrup, white sugar, and artificial sweeteners. Instead of these unhealthy sources of sugar, he recommends eating natural sources of sweetness like fruits and vegetables. Gundry also emphasizes the importance of limiting added sugars in our diets. Eating too much added sugar can lead to an increase in inflammation throughout the body, which can cause a variety of health issues, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and more. By cutting out or significantly reducing added sugars from your diet, you can reduce inflammation levels in your body. In addition to avoiding processed sugars and limiting added sugars in our diets, Gundry also recommends eating foods that are rich in antioxidants such as berries and dark leafy greens. These foods have anti-inflammatory properties that help fight off free radicals, which contribute to chronic inflammation. Eating a diet low in sugar is not only beneficial for reducing inflammation, but it has many other benefits as well. It helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels, which reduces risk for type 2 diabetes, it helps with weight loss, it improves energy levels, it boosts immunity, and it promotes better digestion. Main idea number 5. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing processed foods in the diet can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed foods such as white flour, sugar, and trans fats to improve health and reduce inflammation. Eating a diet low in these types of food can help to decrease systemic inflammation, which is linked to many chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, autoimmune disorders, and more. Gundry also recommends eating whole plant-based foods that are high in fiber, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. These types of food contain antioxidants, which have anti-inflammatory properties that can help reduce inflammation throughout the body. Additionally, he suggests adding healthy fats from sources like olive oil or avocados, which are known for their anti-inflammatory benefits. By following this type of diet, it is possible to reduce systemic inflammation while improving overall health. This approach has been shown to be beneficial for those suffering from chronic illnesses as well as those looking for preventative measures against future illness. Main idea number 6. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in healthy fats can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing the intake of healthy fats, such as olive oil, avocados, nuts, and seeds, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. According to Gundry, these foods contain essential fatty acids, which are important for reducing inflammation in the body. Additionally, he states that consuming more omega-3 fatty acids found in fish like salmon or sardines can also be beneficial for reducing inflammation. Gundry further explains that when we consume unhealthy fats such as trans fat or saturated fat from processed foods, it increases our risk of developing chronic diseases due to increased levels of inflammation. Therefore, he recommends avoiding these types of unhealthy fats while increasing consumption of healthy fats instead. In conclusion, The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry provides evidence that eating a diet high in healthy fats can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. By replacing unhealthy sources of fat with healthier options like olive oil or avocado, we may be able to decrease our risk for chronic disease while improving our general well-being. Main idea number 7. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Antioxidants are compounds found in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and other plant-based foods that protect the body from damage caused by free radicals. Free radicals are molecules produced during normal metabolic processes that can cause oxidative stress and lead to chronic inflammation. Gundry suggests increasing antioxidant intake to improve health and reduce inflammation. He recommends consuming more brightly colored fruits and vegetables such as blueberries, raspberries, kale, spinach, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, etc., which contain higher levels of antioxidants than other foods. Additionally, he suggests adding herbs like turmeric or ginger to meals for their anti-inflammatory properties. In addition to increasing antioxidant intake through food sources, it is also important to limit exposure to environmental toxins such as air pollution or cigarette smoke, which can increase free radical production, leading to increased inflammation. Eating a diet rich in antioxidants along with limiting exposure to environmental toxins will help reduce inflammation and promote better overall health. Main idea number 8. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in probiotics can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing probiotic intake is an effective way to reduce inflammation and improve one's overall health. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria found in fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, miso soup, tempeh, and pickles. These bacteria help break down food into nutrients that the body can use more efficiently while also helping to maintain a healthy balance of gut flora. Gundry further explains that when we eat processed foods or those with added sugar or artificial sweeteners, our bodies become inflamed due to the lack of beneficial bacteria present in these types of food. This leads to an imbalance in our gut flora, which can lead to digestive issues such as bloating and gas, as well as other chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. In order to combat this problem, he recommends adding more probiotic-rich foods into your diet on a regular basis. Eating fermented vegetables like sauerkraut or kimchi at least once per day is recommended for optimal health benefits. Additionally, consuming yogurt or kefir daily will provide additional sources of beneficial bacteria for your gut microbiome. Main idea number 9. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based proteins can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing the intake of plant-based proteins is an effective way to reduce inflammation and improve one's health. According to Gundry, these proteins are rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and other essential nutrients which can help fight off free radicals that cause inflammation. Additionally, they contain anti-inflammatory compounds such as polyphenols, which have been shown to be beneficial for reducing inflammation. Gundry also recommends avoiding processed foods and refined carbohydrates as much as possible, since these can increase levels of inflammatory markers in the body. Eating more whole grains like quinoa or oats instead of white breads or pastas is another great way to get more plant-based protein into your diet while still avoiding processed foods. Furthermore, he encourages people to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, since they are packed with antioxidants that can help protect against oxidative stress. In conclusion, following a diet high in plant-based proteins has many benefits for reducing inflammation and improving overall health. It is important to remember that it should not replace all animal products, but rather supplement them with healthier alternatives such as legumes or nuts. Main idea number 10. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based foods can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that the key to reducing inflammation is to increase intake of plant-based foods, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, and whole grains. These types of food are rich in antioxidants, which help fight free radicals that cause inflammation. Additionally, they contain essential vitamins and minerals that support healthy immune system functioning. Gundry also recommends avoiding processed foods as much as possible, since these tend to be high in sugar and unhealthy fats, which can contribute to inflammation. Eating more fresh produce helps ensure you get enough fiber for proper digestion while providing your body with the nutrients it needs for optimal health. In addition to increasing consumption of plant-based foods, Gundry suggests limiting or eliminating animal products from your diet if possible. Animal products are often higher in saturated fat than plants and may contribute to increased levels of inflammation when consumed regularly. Main idea number 11. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing gluten intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, rye, and other grains that can cause an immune response in some people. This immune response leads to inflammation, which can lead to various health issues such as digestive problems, joint pain, fatigue, skin rashes, and more. Gundry suggests avoiding gluten to improve health and reduce inflammation. He recommends eating a diet low in gluten-containing foods like breads, pastas, and cereals. Instead, he suggests focusing on whole foods like fruits and vegetables, as well as healthy proteins like fish or lean meats. In addition to avoiding gluten-containing foods, Gundry also recommends supplementing with probiotics for gut health, as well as omega-3 fatty acids for anti-inflammatory benefits. By following these guidelines, you may be able to reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases associated with inflammation. Main idea number 12. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing dairy intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Dairy products contain proteins that are difficult for the body to digest, which can lead to an inflammatory response in some people. By avoiding dairy, you can reduce this inflammation and improve your overall health. Gundry suggests avoiding all forms of dairy, including milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, and butter. He also recommends limiting other animal-based foods such as eggs and meat, as these too may contribute to inflammation. Instead, he suggests focusing on plant-based foods such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. In addition to reducing inflammation through diet changes, Gundry also recommends supplementing with anti-inflammatory herbs such as turmeric or ginger. These supplements can help further reduce any remaining inflammation caused by dietary choices. Main idea number 13. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing nightshade intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Nightshades are a family of plants that includes tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants, peppers, and tobacco. These plants contain compounds called alkaloids, which can cause inflammation in the body when consumed in large amounts. Gundry suggests avoiding nightshades to improve health and reduce inflammation. He recommends eating a diet low in nightshades as part of an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. Eating more fruits and vegetables such as apples, oranges, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, and kale is recommended instead. In addition to reducing nightshade consumption for better health outcomes, Gundry also suggests supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil or krill oil to further reduce inflammation. He also recommends taking probiotics regularly to support gut health. Main idea number 14. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing grain intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding grains to reduce the amount of lectins, which are proteins found in plants that can cause inflammation in the body. Lectins are found in many grains such as wheat, barley, rye, oats, and corn. By eliminating these foods from your diet, you can reduce inflammation and improve your overall health. Gundry also recommends eating a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds instead of grains. Eating more plant-based foods will provide essential vitamins and minerals that support healthy immune function while helping to reduce inflammation. Additionally, he suggests adding anti-inflammatory spices like turmeric or ginger to meals for added benefits. Overall, following a low-grain diet is an effective way to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. It may take some time for the body to adjust, but with dedication it is possible to reap the rewards of improved energy levels and better digestion. Main idea number 15. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing legume intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Legumes, such as beans, lentils, and peanuts, contain lectins, which are proteins that bind to carbohydrates in the gut. These lectins can cause an inflammatory response in the body, leading to a variety of health issues including digestive problems, autoimmune diseases, obesity, and more. Gundry suggests avoiding legumes to improve health and reduce inflammation. He recommends replacing them with other plant-based foods like nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables instead. Eating a diet low in legumes is one way to reduce inflammation naturally without relying on medications or supplements. In addition to reducing inflammation through dietary changes, it's important to get regular exercise and manage stress levels for optimal health. A healthy lifestyle combined with a diet low in legumes can help you achieve better overall wellness. Main idea number 16. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing soy intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. According to the book, soy contains compounds called lectins, which are proteins that bind to carbohydrates in our bodies and cause inflammation. This inflammation can lead to a variety of health issues such as digestive problems, joint pain, fatigue, skin conditions, and more. By avoiding or limiting consumption of soy products like tofu, tempeh, edamame beans, miso paste, and soy milk, we can reduce our exposure to these inflammatory lectins. Gundry suggests replacing soy with other plant-based sources of protein such as legumes, beans, nuts/seeds, almonds/sunflower seeds, and grains, quinoa. He also recommends eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables for their anti-inflammatory properties. Eating a diet low in processed foods is also important for reducing inflammation. By following these dietary guidelines, we can reduce our risk of developing chronic diseases associated with inflammation while improving overall health. Additionally, it may be beneficial to supplement with omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil or flaxseed oil, which have been shown to have anti-inflammatory effects. Main idea number 17. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how reducing processed oil intake can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests avoiding processed oils such as vegetable, seed, and nut oils in order to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. According to Gundry, these types of oils are highly inflammatory due to their high levels of omega-6 fatty acids, which can cause an imbalance in the body's natural ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s. This imbalance leads to increased inflammation throughout the body. Gundry recommends replacing processed oils with healthier fats like olive oil or coconut oil that contain more beneficial monounsaturated fats. These healthy fats have anti-inflammatory properties that can help reduce inflammation in the body while providing essential nutrients for optimal health. Additionally, he suggests eating a diet rich in whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, and lean proteins, which provide essential vitamins and minerals needed for good health. By following a diet low in processed oils and high in nutrient-dense whole foods, you can significantly reduce your risk of chronic diseases associated with inflammation such as heart disease or diabetes while improving your overall well-being. Main idea number 18. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in omega-3 fatty acids can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for the body to function properly, as they play an important role in reducing inflammation and improving cardiovascular health. Increasing intake of these healthy fats can help reduce risk factors associated with chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancer. Gundry suggests that increasing omega-3 fatty acid intake is beneficial for both physical and mental health. He recommends consuming foods rich in omega-3s such as salmon, sardines, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and other plant sources of these healthy fats. Additionally, he suggests supplementing with fish oil or krill oil if necessary. In addition to providing anti-inflammatory benefits and improved cardiovascular health from increased consumption of omega-3s, Gundry also notes that this type of diet may also provide protection against cognitive decline due to aging. Eating a diet high in omega-3s has been linked to better memory recall ability, which could be beneficial for those looking to maintain their brain power into old age. Main idea number 19. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in vitamins and minerals can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing vitamin and mineral intake is key to improving health, as these nutrients are essential for the body's natural healing processes. By consuming more of these vital nutrients, we can reduce inflammation throughout the body, which has been linked to many chronic diseases. Gundry also emphasizes the importance of avoiding processed foods with added sugars or unhealthy fats. These types of food have been shown to increase inflammation levels in the body, leading to an increased risk of developing serious illnesses such as heart disease or diabetes. Eating a balanced diet full of fresh fruits and vegetables will provide your body with all the necessary vitamins and minerals it needs while helping you avoid inflammatory triggers. In addition to dietary changes, Gundry recommends supplementing with certain vitamins and minerals if needed. This may include omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil supplements or probiotics for gut health. Taking these supplements along with eating a healthy diet can further reduce inflammation levels in your body. Main idea number 20. The Plant Paradox by Stephen Gundry explains how eating a diet high in plant-based antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. He suggests that increasing the intake of these antioxidants from plants can be beneficial for our health, as they are powerful anti-inflammatory agents. Antioxidants found in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes have been shown to reduce inflammation throughout the body. Gundry also recommends avoiding processed foods and refined sugars, which can increase inflammation levels. Eating more whole grains such as quinoa or brown rice instead of white rice is another way to get more antioxidant power into your diet. Additionally, he suggests adding spices like turmeric or ginger to meals as they contain compounds with anti-inflammatory properties. Incorporating a variety of plant-based foods into your diet is an effective way to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables will provide you with essential vitamins and minerals while providing antioxidant protection against free radicals that cause damage at the cellular level. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.